Namaste, my name is Narmada Chhetri. I came in US in 2006. I'm working at Adhikar as a director of organizing and program. Right now I'm with Anuj and Deepika Baini in the podcast at the end of the day.
Narmada Didi, thank you so much for being in our podcast today.
Thank you for having me here.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I should tell our audience that in Nepal, Baini means younger sister, and Didi means elder sister.
Yes.
So when Narmada introduced herself in our podcast, she said Deepika Baini, which means Deepika, younger sister.
Yes. Yes. We always call you Narmada.
I'm used to say that Bhai, Baini, Didi, Daju.
Right.
Yes.
For those people who don't know what Adhikar does, can you explain them for us?
Adhikar means rights. Adhikar established in 2005, and the Luna Ranjit was the executive director and one of the co-founder. So Adhikar especially works for Nepali speaking community. Nepali speaking community means those who comes from Nepal, India, Burma, Bhutan, and Tibetan also. So we say this Nepali speaking community,
yeah, because they speak Nepali.
They speak Nepali, yeah. So now we have Tibetan speaker also. Those who speaks Tibetan, we help them too. Mm-hmm. So especially our mission is to facilitate to access for immigration, worker rights, health, and other issue. And we build leadership, and collectively we advocate against injustice and human rights. Yeah. So beyond that, whatever happens in the community, so we support them to resolve their problem.
So let's start from the beginning. What were you doing in Nepal before coming to America?
I was working there with HIMRIGHTS, Himalayan Human Rights Monitors. My area is in Makwanpur. I was the program officer in Makwanpur.
When you came to America for the first time in 2006, so
March 1st,
okay, you still remember the date.
Yes.
Everyone does.
So how did you start your American journey? Like, what did you do before getting in touch with Adhikar?
At that time, I did the domestic worker, okay, nail salon worker. So then after that, I did the quality control in handmade company, mm-hmm, so paper company. I was alone. I did not have friend and family. I used to go to the temple.
Okay.
So temple is my home.
Mm-hmm.
So then I met lot of friend. Then I asked many people. So most of them are alone like mm-hmm me. So it was a good opportunity to bring together in one place. And that I did through Sai Baba's bhajan, kirtan, and birthday celebration, and Tij program. After that, then Luna called me, Didi, so you have experience. Actually, I met Luna in Nepal also, because one of my boss in Nepal, both of them have relatives.
Mm.
So that's through her I met Luna. Then I met here also before program also, then because when she was starting to register and making logo everything, and she invite me, so I was also interested to join her program. So then after she offered me, then I started work at Adhikar as a outreach worker.
Okay.
So outreach worker, because I was working in nail salon 5 days, and weekend I was working at Adhikar.
Okay.
Adhikar, but Luna offered me 5 hours and she paid me, but they were volunteer, I think couple of years, but I could not do volunteer at that time, but I gave my time more than 5 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is so interesting.
So I have experience as a domestic worker,
right,
and nail salon worker.
Mm-hmm.
So I used whatever happens in the industry,
mm-hmm,
then I also experience. So this is a tool to advocate and educate other people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, you have been there, so
yes,
you know what it is like.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you can use the experience of working as a worker in one of these industries,
mm-hmm,
and then use that for advocacy,
yes,
and for policy.
So you started your career in Adhikar as a part-time volunteer, right?
Yes.
And now you...
No, paid volunteer.
Paid volunteer.
Now I'm director of organizing and program.
Program.
But I started as a outreach worker, mm-hmm. then I became organizer, mm-hmm. then I became a senior organizer, mm-hmm. then I became a director of organizing and advocacy. Mm-hmm. Now I am director of organizing and program.
Right, that's quite so a journey.
Six uh-huh. states yes. journey.
For a period of more than 11 years.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
So how did you gradually make the move?
Actually, I have my own experience in Nepal, right? That mm-hmm. is also one of the tool. And the Luna taught me the US system mm-hmm. and how to work, because Nepal and here totally different, right? Yeah. Totally different. So, and the lot of skill I learned from Luna mm-hmm. and I learned leadership from other organization also. So that's why it's helped me to grow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm learning from many organization, many individuals, and so I would like to give my credit to Luna Baini.
I want to ask you, what motivates you every day at work? What keeps you smiling all the time?
In any event, mm-hmm. so I found many thoughtful people, very nice people like you and other people. It motivates me too, and it inspired me, because when we are working, so there are bad people and mm-hmm. good people also, mm-hmm. but I would say, when we found the good people, and this is the bonus to have nice and good people.
Right.
Yeah.
And
those who helps other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because my principle is to service to the humanity is the service to the God, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that's why those who helps other people from their heart, mm-hmm. not only the sowing. So then I love, I'm in the good feel, mm-hmm. because there are so many nice people.
Right.
So whatever pain inside, but I make happy and smile mm-hmm. for me and for other.
Right. And Navoda, since you are so much attached with your community, whenever you go and do community justice work, whenever you advocate about human rights, there might be some people who may not like the work you are doing. How do you handle those criticism? I'm sure you get some criticism.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. Especially when I handle domestic violence, then I got criticism mm-hmm. because domestic violence is between boyfriend and girlfriend or right. husband and wife, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And the one is abuser and one is the victim, mm-hmm. abuser, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we don't know inside there, but mm-hmm. who come to our office and who come to with me, so then I'm not going to help anything, because this is America, we have to follow the system. So we refer them where is the related organization to help them. Mm-hmm. So, and then when they go to the organization to get help and they take a step mm-hmm. for action yeah. or they want to separate or they want to speak up against their injustice, then the other side is criticize me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's my challenge all the time. And not only the domestic violence, if there is a owner and employee, mm-hmm. employer and employee, and so when there is within the Nepali community, not the other, because everyone knows me, everyone knows Adhikar.
Right.
So when we take action for their justice, then the one, those who are the abuser and they hate us mm-hmm. and they criticize us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Do you feel down when they criticize
No, because if we are not stand with them, mm-hmm. then who is going to yeah. help? Mm-hmm. Because mostly those who are marginalized in home country, they are still marginalized here. Mm-hmm. They are suffering many things. So we Adhikar is stand for them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's why. So one day everyone is gonna die, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So I don't take it fear,
right,
mm-hmm.
right.
because one day I'm gonna die, but I will do best things for needy people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to be voice for their voice.
Yes.
Does anybody have to pay some amount to Adhikar to get some help from Adhikar?
No, everything free. Adhikar is not going to charge any money.
For people of working age, for immigrants of working age, what are some of the basic things that they should know?
They should know about minimum wage, personal day, vacation day, paid sick day, and if something happened within their industry, so people they feel discriminated, they have to complain. So there is a human rights commission, they will handle this case.
Okay.
Yeah. Do not fear or feel like I'm new immigrant, so I don't have rights. They should know their rights and they have to complain if something happens, because mostly if people speaks different language and the different dress up and the age, so in especially different state have different laws and system, but in New York they have to complain and they have to go to the Human Rights Commission, and they have to come to Adhikar,
right,
and they have to go to other organizations. So organization, they will help them to move from their suffer.
At the end, if anybody wants to reach out to Adhikar, what would be the best means to reach out to you?
Narbada@adhikar.org.
Okay.
Okay. So that's
NARBADA at Adhikar, ADHIKAAR.ORG.
And if you are emailing Narbada, make sure you mention at the end of the day in the subject title so that Narbada knows where these emails are coming from.
Yes. So thank you so much, Narbada Didi, for your time and for such an inspiring conversation today.
Thank you, both of you, Bhai Bhaini, having me here and giving me opportunity to tell about me and about Adhikar. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank Namaste.
You so And before we say bye-bye, we would like to take a moment to thank the English-speaking Union, Andrew Ruben New Immigrant Center, for providing us this wonderful space to record the podcast. If you are a new immigrant in the United States, definitely get in touch with English-speaking Union, Andrew Ruben New Immigrant Center, because they provide you free English language classes as well as professional development classes.
And yes, please continue supporting our podcast. You can log into our podcast website, podcast@theendoftheday.com, and do subscribe to our YouTube channel.
So until we catch you next,
bye-bye.
Bye, namaste.
Hey guys, a quick note. If you have a personal story that you think might be helpful to the newly arriving immigrants in the US, please contact us. We would love to feature you in our podcast. Go to our website, podcast@theendoftheday.com, and write to us by going to the feedback section.
And by the way, if you love this podcast, you can support us with a small donation. Your help will enable us to continue producing more episodes. The link to support our podcast is in the description below.